It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Thursday, January 13th, 2011. I'm John Moe. Are you going to plug your next car into the wall? The Chevrolet Volt is a new plug-in electric hybrid car. GM was planning to make 10,000 volts this year, but at the Detroit Auto Show this week, they increased that forecast to 25,000. GM's also planning a plug-in minivan and a plug-in Cadillac. Down the road, they want plug-in versions of all GM cars. Chrissy Thompson writes for the Detroit Free Press and is at the Detroit Auto Show.
GM has said for a long time that they could only make 10,000 of the cars, and so for their new CEO to come in and really press the engineering department and say, what are the different things that we could do to more than double this production on very short notice, just really speaks to a new way of doing things. I'm told that the decision was made in 45 minutes, that they went in, showed the different options, and he decided how many they would build, and that was it.
So it's not a question of what they're anticipating the demand to be, but in terms of the capacity of what they could actually construct?
Absolutely. They've had well over 200,000 people raise their hands saying, we're interested in possibly buying the Volt. They won't release how many orders they've had, but they're pretty confident that they're going to be able to sell pretty much everything they build.
Since your car buying options will now include plug-ins, Thompson says there will be new factors to consider when shopping.
One is how much money you have. Obviously, you get better fuel economy with these electric vehicles or plug-in hybrids, but they're going to likely cost more than the everyday internal combustion engine. There will also be some really good fuel-efficient regular cars because automakers have to meet all of these strict fuel economy requirements. And also in the middle, GM is offering something called an e-Assist, which is a hybrid that uses a shoebox-sized lithium-ion battery to give pretty good fuel economy, and they're not going to charge anymore for it. It'll just be, do you want that hybrid or do you want an internal combustion engine?
Obviously, buying a car is a big commitment, and you don't want to buy a fad. Fear not, says Tom Turrentine, director of the Plug-in Hybrid and Electric Vehicle Research Center at the University of California at Davis. He says the Volt is already a big step forward from what we've had before.
For the initial use of the vehicle, the first 30 to 40 miles, you can use the car just on electricity. So that is a big change. We've had electric vehicles around for many years, but plug-in hybrids are a lot more complex. They are putting together multiple systems here. You're using gasoline, you're using electricity, you're using the grid, and all of this, integrating all of this into a vehicle is complicated and a big step forward.
Is the plug-in model going to be with us for a while, or might I buy that and then it's going to be replaced by something else and the plug-in is just a transition?
No, I think plug-in vehicles using the grid is, we're just beginning that now, and this is a new technology, and we're going to see lots of interesting stuff. Electric vehicles are very different from gasoline vehicles, so you'll see a lot of newfangled electronics tied to your cell phone, your computer, and all that tied to these vehicles.
Another story we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. Amber Alerts, the notifications about missing children, are now available on Facebook. The company set up pages for all 50 states, plus D.C., Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. You can sign up and get alerts in your Facebook newsfeed. The Computer History Museum in California opens a new exhibit today, Revolution, the first 2,000 years of computing. Everything from abacuses to UNIVAC computers. The vac means they used vacuum tubes. Museum CEO John Holler says one of his favorites is 1969's Honeywell kitchen computer. It was offered at a mere $10,000.
It was programmed in base 8. So if you were standing at the Honeywell computer in your kitchen, wanted a cup of sugar, you might have to plug in 013123. And then the recipe would come out coded in octals. So it's probably one of the great novelties and also one of the great unused computers of its time because no one was ever sold.
It does not strike me as a time-saving device.
Well, here's the interesting story. The big brother of the Honeywell kitchen computer was the brains behind the first nodes on the ARPANET, which then grew to become the Internet. So there is a happy ending to the kitchen computer after all.
All is not lost. Thank you, kitchen computer. And thank you, John Holler from the Computer History Museum.
You're welcome.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.